You know, sometimes after a while, you're looking at yourself in the mirror with a leather jacket on, and you see all those other beautiful people walking down the street doing their thing, and they're all going to their jobs, and you're wondering how long you're going to keep spray painting resistance graffiti on the wall. You know, how long before you're going to actually just get a job? And isn't it kind of inevitable anyway that you're going to have to get a job and get a career and get a wife and have kids and kind of carry on? I mean, how long, Sean, do you really think that you're going to be able to keep screaming into microphones and talking to kids and talking about the internet and going off about cyber rights? I mean, really, at some point, you're just going to have to grow up. Again, you've got the other side of that. You see, you got the other side where if you go in and you sell out like that, if you allow the world to kind of come in on you and press you down and eventually grind you away, it's not the big conflicts that get you. No, no, no. It's not the big people who come up and say, you need to be destroyed. And then there's a large battle. That's not it. It's the daily grind. It's every day getting up. It's every week getting on the air. It's every single time somebody opens their mouth and you have to try as hard as you can to make sure you can correct them in a way that doesn't get you arrested. Yes, that's the gradual grind of being someone involved with the cyberculture. That is the gradual grind every time to read every single license agreement, to hunt every day on the web, to get every single link that's out there. That's why you have to choose the clothes you wear, choose the food you eat, choose the kind of person you are, because it's far better to live the lie you want than the lie they give you. And that's what it is to be strong. It's not the big fights, it's the daily grind. And if you can stand up and keep on going every day, get up, breathe, keep breathing, that's all that matters. Sometimes after a while, you're looking at yourself in the mirror with a leather jacket on, and you see all those other beautiful people walking down the street doing their thing, and they're all going to their jobs, and you're wondering how long you're going to keep spray painting resistance graffiti on the wall. You know, how long before you're going to actually just get a job? And isn't it kind of inevitable anyway that you're going to have to get a job and get a career and get a wife and have kids and kind of carry on? I mean, how long, Sean, do you really think that you're going to be able to keep screaming into microphones and talking to kids and talking about the internet and going off about cyber rights? And, I mean, really, at some point, you're just going to have to grow up.
He went to the Patella Bridge and he jumps off the fucking bridge because he was teased so badly in school by his peers. He was like, I have nowhere to go. I have no one to turn to. I have no friends. I am just going to fucking kill myself. Oh, this was wrong. It was so fucking wrong. What's wrong with our society? Cops can smack them down, they can be raped, their word is no fucking bond. They're absolutely fucking at the end of their rope. There are convicts that have more rights than teenagers in America. I'm going to run away from home and kill some pimps and get some money, and then I'll fly to Paris, join the French Foreign Legion, get trained in cars to catch a shock troop, come back, hunt them down, and kill their kids in front of them. Our society is fucked! Don't kill yourself! Kill other people! I'm going to run away from home and kill some pimps and get some money, and then I'll fly to Paris, join the French Foreign Legion, get trained in cars to catch a shock troop, come back, hunt them down, and kill their kids in front of them. Ta-da! Oh, this was wrong! wrong. It was so fucking wrong.
It's a joke. It's a fucking gag, man. That's what's wrong. It's all wrong. It's been a fucking duration of wrong for all close to 40 fucking years now. Our society is fucked. You have the gun to your temple and you go, wait, I have a gun. Don't kill yourself. Kill other people. It's never that bad. It's not that fucking bad. If he knew my fucking name, he wouldn't have thrown himself off the bridge. He would have thrown some other fuckers off the bridge. I'm going to run away from home and kill some pimps and get some money, and then I'll fly to Paris, join the French Foreign Legion, get trained in Corsica as a shock troop, come back, hunt them down, and kill their kids in front of them. Ta-da!
You know, sometimes after a while, you're looking at yourself in the mirror with a leather jacket on, and you see all those other beautiful people walking down the street, doing their thing, and they're all going to their jobs, and you're wondering how long you're going to keep spray painting resistance graffiti on the wall, you know? How long before you're going to actually just get a job? And isn't it kind of inevitable anyway that you're going to have to get a job and get a career and get a wife and have kids and kind of carry on? I mean, how long, Sean, do you really think that you're going to be able to keep screaming into microphones and talking to kids and talking about the internet and going off about cyber rights? I mean, really, at some point, you're just going to have to grow up.
So that's all I had to say about that. I'm a lot happier now.